17-year-old Ella Harper has perfected the art of survival. After years of moving from town to town with her mother, she's developed an intricate system of self-preservation. When cancer claims her mother's life, Ella refuses to become another statistic in the foster system. She forges signatures on school forms, maintains her honor roll status, and works multiple jobs, including night shifts at a strip club, to keep her tiny apartment and pursue her dream of college. This precariously balanced life implodes when Callum Royal appears at the strip club in his tailored suit, claiming legal guardianship over her. The revelation stuns her. He was her father's best friend from their Navy SEAL days, and her father, a man she never knew, died recently. Though every street-smart instinct screams danger, Callum's offer seems too good to refuse. $10,000 monthly, a completion bonus, and a guaranteed college fund. What would you do if someone offered you everything you'd ever wanted, but your instincts warned you it was too good to be true? Ella makes the pragmatic choice, accepting the arrangement while secretly preparing escape routes. As she boards Callum's private jet bound for his coastal mansion, she knows better than to trust in fairy tales, especially when she meets the five royal brothers who make their position crystal clear. She's an unwanted intruder in their carefully curated world. The royal brothers unite against Ella immediately upon her arrival. Reed, the 17-year-old leader, becomes her chief tormentor, his calculating green eyes focused on driving her away. Their tactics escalate from psychological warfare to outright cruelty, abandoning her miles from home, filling her locker with garbage, and spreading vicious rumors. Each brother processes trauma differently. Reed channels pain into control, micromanaging his brothers while excelling academically and athletically. Easton escapes through alcohol and racing. The twins, Sawyer and Sebastian, hide behind playboy antics, even switching identities to seduce girlfriends. Gideon, the eldest, remains distant. Their dysfunction stems from Maria Royal's prescription drug overdose 2 years earlier, which transformed Callum from powerful business titan into a shadow seeking refuge in whiskey and work. The Royal Mansion, a $30 million oceanfront estate with imported marble and priceless art, feels more like a mausoleum than a home, its perfect surfaces maintained by staff who ignore breaking glass and midnight screaming. Reed Royal transcends the typical bad boy archetype through his psychological depth. His cruelty toward Ella stems from misplaced grief, believing she represents what destroyed his family, with her father supposedly influencing Callum and contributing to his mother's death. What makes Reed compelling is the conflict between his head and heart. Though determined to hate Ella, he's drawn to her. He weaponizes her past, yet can't stop watching her, his jealousy revealing feelings he denies. The turning point comes when Ella is drugged at a party. Reed and his brothers rescue her, showcasing the royal's fierce loyalty. When she admits attraction in her compromised state, he refuses to take advantage, revealing unexpected tenderness. Reed's evolution from antagonist to protector makes him a study in contradictions and redemption. Astor Park Preparatory Academy functions as a microcosm of high society, where wealth, connections, and status determine worth. For Ella, this elite institution is a battlefield against inherited privilege. The social hierarchy operates on royal decrees, unspoken rules dictated by the brothers that everyone follows without question. Jordan Carrington, the queen bee, embodies the system's cruelty. Upon discovering Ella's past, she orchestrates public humiliations, including planting stripper lingerie in Ella's locker to sabotage dance team tryouts. Ella responds by defiantly wearing it and punching Jordan, a literal strike against the social order. What makes Astor Park insidious is how it normalizes toxic behavior as tradition. Students use casual to insult outsiders, while teachers ignore bullying from wealthy donors' children. When a coach threatens punishment after Ella's fight, Reed dismissively notes their parents would simply buy their way out. Through this social minefield, Ella forms an unlikely friendship with Valerie Carrington, Jordan's poor cousin twice removed, proving authentic connections can exist even within a corrupt system. Beneath the royal family's glamorous facade lies a web of secrets threatening their image. Maria Royal's death from a prescription drug overdose, officially an accident, though rumors suggest suicide, haunts the family, with the brothers blaming their father. The truth? Callum was with Steve O'Halloran, Ella's father, when Maria died, extracting him from a brothel while his wife struggled alone. This explains the brothers' hostility. Ella represents their uncle's influence that contributed to their mother's death. Dinah, Steve's widow, suggests Ella might actually be Callum's illegitimate daughter. Though skeptical, Ella trusts her mother's word and the DNA test Callum secretly arranged. Even Brooke, Callum's younger girlfriend, pursues marriage for the royal fortune rather than affection, warning Ella she is disposable. These secrets create a psychological minefield for Ella, forcing her to question her place within the family and her own identity. After gradually building trust with the royal family, especially Reed, Ella experiences devastating betrayal when she discovers him in bed with Brooke. This moment confirms her deepest fear that she doesn't belong, despite her growing feelings. The betrayal cuts deeply because it follows genuine connections. Reed rescuing her from an assault, their meaningful poolside encounter, and his confession of wanting her from the beginning. Brooke's involvement intensifies the pain. As Callum's girlfriend, she embodies everything valued in the royal world. Her smug expression delivers not just sexual betrayal, but social humiliation, reinforcing Ella's outsider status. This betrayal confirms Ella's initial suspicions while shattering her growing hope. Though she kept money hidden for escape, she had begun lowering these defenses as she developed feelings for Reed and his brothers. Ella's immediate flight response returns her to survival mode, questioning whether connection across such vast differences in privilege is possible. Ella's journey from stripper to paper princess and back to runaway explores authentic identity amid privilege. Throughout her time with the royals, she struggles to maintain her sense of self in their world. Working at a bakery despite unlimited funds shows her need for independence. Her hidden cash stash represents both financial security and psychological autonomy, the knowledge she can leave if necessary. These acts reveal Ella's understanding that true security comes from within. The paper crown metaphor symbolizes her fragile new status, appearing substantial but easily torn apart. When Reed betrays her, this crown disintegrates, forcing her to confront that external trappings provide no lasting security. By leaving, Ella shows strength rather than defeat. She prioritizes self-respect over romantic attachment, demonstrating growth by choosing her own path. In the end, we're all searching for the courage to write our own stories, even when that means walking away from a fairy tale that was never truly ours.